Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Is this Uber? I need a car. If you're not Uber, I'll steal a bus. I'll steal a bus and see my mom.
Move up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie, and week two of being snowed in. Like, we're still snowed in.
We're still snowed in. Have you ever been to a drive-thru before? Because that was a little ranty. I don't think that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, I have some pretty notorious dealings with our local McDonald's, and maybe I'm the problem.
I've been saying that for weeks. Speaking of being the problem, at the end of our last True Crime Cast episode, we talked about serial killers having eyes above their ears. I mean, John is looking at me really funny, so I think we got some issues. You may want to go check out that conversation on our Richard McCoy episode if you haven't already.
I have updated my security system. You do not have a key to my home anymore, so you'll need to give... You can just keep it because the locks have been updated.
It was good while it lasted.
All right, guys, we have a good one for you. And I want to say, Jamie, this one was recommended by a very special person to me, my great aunt, Pat.
Okay. All right, Pat. Thanks.
So apparently she found out we have a podcast and she's been binge listening to us. And she sent in a couple of recommendations and Aunt Pat gets moved to the top of the list.
Where's Pat been for the last 8 years?
Well, Aunt Pat's here now and she gave us a good one to look into. We're going to be talking about Little Houdini. This guy is named Christopher Daniel Gay, and he's not the typical criminal that we talk about. There's no murders in this one, so Jamie, you're welcome. But there's no violent spree, but he did live a life that was very involved in theft and escapes from custody and just a really bizarre crime that ended up capturing national attention at one point. And I'm interested to know if you remember this, but let's just get a little background on this guy. So Christopher Daniel Gay, born in 1974 in Coffee County, Tennessee. Is there a better county name and a better place?
They better produce some good grounds, I'll tell you that. Beans.
I would assume it's actually Maxwell House, if anything, but who knows? So he was later known in life, like I said, as Little Houdini. He made a name for himself as a guy who was a habitual car thief and also had multiple escapes from law enforcement. So, Jamie, why don't you get into the situation that we're talking about today that made him kind of famous nationwide?
Yeah, so his infamous run didn't involve a masked robbery. It wasn't a bank heist. It wasn't a skyjacking like we talked about on our recent episode, but something much stranger. While he was on the run, he stole the tour bus from country music star Crystal Gayle.
Are you familiar with Crystal?
I am familiar with Crystal.
I'm
from the country.
Well, see, maybe I know her if I listened to one of her songs.
Crystal Gayle t-shirt in Ricky Bobby's movie, Talladega Nights.
If I'm not mistaken, Jamie, she was the sister of the legendary Loretta Lynn.
Okay.
So definitely know that name if you're from the country.
Somebody fact check us.
Yeah, definitely.
In January 2007, Gay escaped custody with a simple human motive. He was going to see his mother, who was battling cancer and essentially on her deathbed. But what happened next is right out of a movie. He commandeered several stolen vehicles, including not only Crystal Gayle's tour bus, but a Walmart truck, in his attempt to make it home to see his mom. Now, I get it that this guy was a serial thief, John, but I love my mama. I kind of get it.
You know, he was in custody and fled, and he knew if he was found, he was going to be put away. So you got to go see your mama, especially if she's sick. So
absolutely.
I get it.
Absolutely.
It was after that Walmart truck, he eventually ended up with Crystal Gayle's tour bus. Crystal Gayle, as far as I know, was not on the bus, so it wasn't like he had her bus and her as a hostage, but he wanted to make it home to see his mama. So while he's driving the singer's tour bus, he ended up, this was stored in a Nashville garage, and he ended up driving this thing to pretty popular NASCAR event down in Daytona, Florida. He actually made it inside the track, Jamie. They were about to have a race. So he ended up parking beside Jeff Gordon's truck. While he was there, he was parked beside Jeff Gordon. But he pretended to be the crew and the bus driver for Tony Stewart, which is another really famous NASCAR driver.
I know most people have really strong opinions on Jeff Gordon, so I assume that struck a chord with those NASCAR fans out there. Yeah, this was at the Daytona International Speedway. The bus eventually was arrested while he was there, and the bus was returned undamaged, and nobody was hurt in this incident at all. Again, he was claiming to go home and see his dying mother, which, I mean, this is like some kind of twisted Lifetime movie, I feel like. I don't know the rest of his situation, but he earned his nickname Little Houdini because he got away from police so often. In 2009, he had another escape, this time from a police car transporting him in Georgia. Officers stopped at a restaurant when Gay freed himself from his restraints, ran onto the Kennesaw State University campus, and prompted a two-hour lockdown while authorities searched for him. Always, always on the run.
I would never volunteer for a detail transporting this guy because you just never know what Houdini's going to do or how he's going to get out.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. Jamie, I'm sorry if you said it and I missed it, but when he was taken into custody after stealing Gail's tour bus, his mama legitimately was sick and he did not get to go to her funeral when she passed. And, you know, it might sound cold and heartless, but rightfully so. Again, you just could not trust the guy to stay where he was supposed to be. And I wouldn't feel comfortable taking him out after he had escaped and ran and stole a bus and ended up on Daytona's International Speedway.
His story continued to fly through the media. Tim O'Brien, which is a Grammy-winning bluegrass artist, wrote a song called The Ballad of Christopher Daniel Gay, which captured the strange and poignant story that we've covered here. Rapper Sage Francis released a track titled Lil Houdini, which discusses the man's escapes and his tries to explore the emotional motivations behind them. So Sage Francis getting pretty deep there. It's been on World's Dumbest Criminals, I Almost Got Away With It. So to answer your question from earlier, yes, I do remember this happening. It was absolutely wild. And in the course of this episode, I have confirmed Crystal Gayle is Loretta Lynn's little sister.
I finally got a random fact correct.
That was good. That was great.
I mean, I didn't know that. Someone, my great aunt Pat, told me that. And
you
I just remembered
to
it.
Say that.
I got to give my aunt Pat credit.
It's an inside thought.
Got to give her credit.
No, I do remember this absolutely wild story. And this isn't like it happened in the 80s.
Now, I will say my Aunt Pat used to travel all the time to go to different NASCAR events. And I wonder, and I need to ask her, she might have been there.
She might have been there, yeah.
She might have got a ride with them. I don't know. Maybe that's how she knows about
this. Was she with him? I don't know. But no, this is a great story for what we do here on True Crime to Go. Fascinating crime in 10 minutes or less.
We love you guys. I love you, Aunt Pat. And until next crime.
That's not how we end these.
I just wanted to say I love you, Aunt Pat. Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.